Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Of course, we're here till 1 o'clock. Maggie and Bart will come your way live from Yankee Stadium as we get ready for Game 3 of the ALCS with the Yankees and the Astros. The Renaissance Man, Brian Ruscona, Ernie Acosta, even Bobby Gelb on the other side of the glass. We're live right now from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses. You know where, only at ShopRite. Indeed, bro, it is Game 3 of the ALCS. The unbeatable Garrett Cole, and that's what he's been. He's had 18 straight decisions he's won.
Right.
And Luis Severino in a pivotal Game 3 at the stadium.
To the Yankee fans out there, I want to take you back to 2015. And I've told you this story before. It really, really annoyed me, and I'm getting a very similar feeling. 2015, the Mets are playing the Cubs in the National League Championship Series. There's this fellow named Jake Arrieta. Don't think of him as he is today. Think of him as what he was in 2015. To put in perspective, he was better than Garrett Cole in 2015. He was better than what we have Garrett Cole right now. In the second half of the year that year, Jake Arrieta had a 0.75 ERA. He was unbeatable. He had just pitched a couple of postseason games. He won a wild card game. He was unbeatable. And I'll never forget, about 15 minutes before the game, a prominent man on MLB Network was walking through the area where all the fans are standing. I think it was the Caesars Club, as they used to call it. And I heard him say to his coworker, "Why are we even here? Arrieta is going to shut him out. This series is going to be tied at one. The Mets have no shot." And my dad looked at me, not a confident guy. He's like, me and you, we're Met fans. We're not confident. And he said, "This isn't the bag. We're going to bomb this guy." I mean, how could you say a baseball team has no chance? I don't care how good Jake Arrieta is. And so last night I was flipping through the TV and I heard that comment from an unnamed person on television saying, "I don't even know why the Yankees are showing up. Why bother showing up? It's Garrett Cole.
Last
He's unbeatable."
You heard this?
Yeah.
From who?
I don't want to say.
All right. Do I know him?
Not really, because I barely knew who he was.
Okay. You got to tell me off the air.
Yeah. But I think back to not only just being a baseball fan, knowing that you have no idea what's going to happen, but I remember that so vividly before the Arrieta start. And Jake Arrieta in 2015 wasn't human.
No, he was great.
He was
great.
Unbelievable.
He had a tremendous year. Yep.
That season, he was 12-1 with a 0.75 ERA in the second half of the year. And in the wild card game, pitched a complete game shutout against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's how good he was. And you know what he did that night against the big bad Mets? He gave up 4 runs in 5 innings. These guys are human. And one thing about Garrett Cole, I'm not sitting here predicting that the Yankees are going to get 4 runs in 5 innings against them, though if they did, I think you'd be celebrating if you're a Yankee fan. This guy has no idea what October baseball is like in the Bronx. He doesn't know. He's never experienced it. He's very rarely even experienced Yankee Stadium. He only has one career start at Yankee Stadium, and that was 5 years ago, and guess what? Nobody in the stands gave a damn about him. It was 5 years ago. It was the Pirates. It was interleague play. Half the people were eating their steak. They weren't paying attention. This is a different animal, and this is a test for Garrett Cole, who, yes, right now is throwing the baseball better than anybody in the world. I'm not taking anything away from what this man has accomplished this year. He's been great. Since May, we all know the numbers. You said it. He's unbeatable. But guess what? Things change in October. I saw that on that fateful night against the Mets. Jake Arrieta, why are we even here? Why bother coming to the game? Why show up? This is not, come on. It's baseball.
The Yankees could get to this guy. They could also get him out of the game in the seventh or eighth inning and keep it a 1-1 game and then get to the Astro bullpen. And if they win today, Joe, I think you have to feel very, very good that they could even take this series in five.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen today. It's baseball. Anything's possible. We've seen it a million times. The best teams don't always win. The best pitchers get beaten. We've seen it. And even if the Yankees win today, I still think they're going to go back 3-2. They're going to be ahead. They're going to lose one game at Yankee Stadium. I don't know which one. They're going to lose one. I really feel that. Maybe it'll be today. Maybe not. But I think I think the key to today, whether the Yankees go on, you know, to win the next three games at Yankee Stadium or not, if they win today, you got to, especially if they get the call, you got to feel good. If you do have to get into a 6-7 situation in Houston, that you can beat Cole,
sure,
and you can beat Verlander.
Sure.
So I think from that aspect, no matter what happens the rest of the series, I mean, who knows what's going to happen Wednesday? May not even play tomorrow because the weather doesn't sound good at all. But anything can happen. I don't know what's going to happen here today. Maybe the Yankees do what they've been so great at doing. You know, their championship teams over the last 20 years, you know, 25 years have always been, you know, grind it out. Grind out the at-bats.
Right, right.
Work the pitch count. Get the pitch count up on Cole and get to the Astro bullpen. Maybe that's how they're going to wind up winning this game. Maybe they're not going to hit Cole. And maybe they're going to win a game in 13 innings somewhere along the line. I don't know how that's going to play out. But a win today certainly goes a long way in you feeling, hey, no matter what happens the rest of the way, I think we're going to win this series, even if they don't wrap it up in New York.
Yeah, I mean, Gerrit Cole has been dominant, obviously. We saw what he did in Game 5 against Tampa. We saw what he did in the first game against Tampa. Game 2 against Tampa, to be exact.
Right, right.
The guy's been incredibly,
yeah,
incredibly dominant. If you can survive this and get past this, barring a rainout, and we could address what happens if there is a rainout, but barring a rainout, you're probably looking at Zach Greinke and some combination of the Astro bullpen. They could always bring Verlander back on short rest. Mm-hmm. That's an option. Now, that also weakens them potentially in Game 6 and 7, obviously. So you can make that Verlander move, but that changes what you're going to have to do in either Game 6 or Game 7. But the grind-out thing you talked about is what this Yankee team, A, can do now, and we've seen them do,
really
did against Justin Verlander. Because they got Verlander out of the game, and they were in it. I mean, you had to feel great. You were tied. So you got Verlander out of the game in a tie game. And I think if you can get that same fortune today against Gerrit Cole, you feel good about yourself. The Astros have a good bullpen. It's not they have a bad bullpen, but I think you feel good if it becomes a bullpen battle. So you have to grind him out. And speaking of grinding, give the Astros credit. The Astros grinded Aroldis Chapman. They never got to Aroldis Chapman in the ninth inning, but what they did is they got him out of the game. He was going to come out and probably pitch a second inning. He didn't pitch the second inning because the Astros did such a good job of fouling pitches off, making him throw a ton of pitches to where Boone didn't bring him out for a second inning. And that means one inning early, the Yankees had to go to CeCe Sabathia and Jonathan Loaisiga and eventually Jay Happ, where they won the game. And as far as any mental hurdle is concerned, I don't think the Yankees have any mental hurdle against Gerrit Cole because Gerrit Cole hasn't dominated the Yankees all that much.
Right,
he's only faced them twice.
Right, right.
He faced them earlier this season. He was very good in that start. He wasn't, you know, 8 scoreless. I think he gave up 3 runs in 7 innings. But outside of that, there just isn't a lot of history between Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees, unlike Verlander. You know, there's obviously a long history of Verlander having great success against the Yankees. You don't have that with Gerrit Cole. Now, the big question heading into this game is obviously Giancarlo Stanton. And A, if he's going to be in the lineup. B, if he's not in the lineup, who's replacing him? Is it Maybin again? Is it Aaron Hicks? And then third, if he's not in the lineup, how long do you wait if you're Brian Cashman before you pull the plug and take this guy off the roster? And that's where it's a very difficult decision. Boone used the word sensitive. It's not sensitive. It's tough. Because I want Giancarlo Stanton on the roster. No matter what you think about him as a Yankee fan, you're better with him on the roster than not on the roster. But if he can't play for game after game after game, you're going to want to add a body to this roster. But once you decide to take him off the roster, he's done. He's done for the season. And so this is a very, very difficult decision that Brian Cashman's got to make. I would be patient because I just don't want to kick him to the curb, especially if this injury is something he could get over reasonably soon.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out. I guess we'll find out. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll know the lineup today and how that's all going to play out. You know, one other thing in this series, Houston really hasn't hit yet. I mean, and I don't know. Maybe they're not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've seen that in series, too, where you just never hit. I mean, look at the Cardinals.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the Cardinals haven't hit at all in their series against Washington. Is now they're on the precipice of being swept. And they really have it. I mean, they, you know, they get shut out in game one. Game two, they scored three runs. I mean, it wasn't like they were pulverizing the ball, you know. So they got a couple,
they didn't hit in the Tampa series.
They didn't hit in that series either, you know, and a couple solo home runs in game two. So they really have not hit much. And you wonder, will they hit in this series? That's another part of this. Or is there going to be a breakout by the Astros? That's another thing to keep an eye on
here. The tough thing for Houston is when they hit during the postseason, it usually happens in their own building.
Right, that's correct.
They're on the road. They've been a different team. I mean, the two games in Tampa Bay, they scored four runs in the two games.
Right.
They didn't
score
enough runs, and you're right about that. So it's not just the first two games against the Yankees. It's what we saw overall in the five-game series against Tampa Bay. They just haven't hit. Now, are they going to hit at Yankee Stadium?
We don't know.
They didn't do it 2 years ago.
No.
The Astros
were
a very different team at Yankee Stadium back in 2017.
And the other thing, too, is how long does Severino go today? I mean, is he get five innings today, do you think?
If he's good, he gets five. that's it, right?
Five, and that's it, right?
Right. If he's not good, I think Boone will be aggressive again.
Oh, no, no question. He'll be aggressive, no doubt.
Because you're getting an off day somewhere. Now, scheduled-wise, it's supposed to be Friday. You're supposed to have three games in a row. But I think we all acknowledge that the weather for tomorrow is really, really bad. And there's a chance that off day is tomorrow.
Yep.
There's a chance that's what happens.
Yep.
And
yep.
that, by the way, is not good overall for the Yankees because then they've got to go play four straight games.
Right. Right.
Four straight games.
And you
as
got a quick turnaround Friday going back to Houston.
Right. Know? Right. Which is, look, it affects both teams, obviously, but I think it affects the Yankees more because they're more reliant on their bullpen and using the same arms every single day. How many days would you wait on Giancarlo before you pulled him?
That's a good question.
It's a tough one.
I think the one thing, though, is that, look, they didn't have Giancarlo all year. They won 100 and whatever games they won. So you can't even say that they missed him too much during the season. I know he had a pretty good game in game one, hit the home run and all of that. I don't know. I wouldn't wait too long. To be honest with you, bro, I really wouldn't wait too long.
Well, the thing is, right now the Yankees
lose. It's not like he was an integral part of this team all year. You know,
sure.
I mean,
no,
I gotta look at it that way.
The guy barely played this season.
Right.
The guy barely played. And look, we could sit here and question how hurt he is. I know a lot of Yankee fans want to do that. I have no idea how hurt he is.
Know.
I have no idea what he's feeling, what his body is, what he's saying behind the scenes. What I do know is that apparently when he got the injury, he stayed in the game and hit a home run. So obviously he was able to perform. But you're right that the Yankees have proven they can win without him. What makes things difficult about waiting, and I would lean towards waiting because I don't want to just give him up for potentially the next, eight games if I get to the World Series. I just don't want to lose him. But the difficult thing is you lose a lot of versatility off your bench. The idea of pinch running for Edwin Encarnacion or pinch running for Gary Sanchez in a big spot, it's tough to do that when you're literally only going to have one guy on your bench because either Maben or Hicks is starting. That means the other guy is the one available on your bench. So you just lose a lot of versatility. If you told me Giancarlo can hit, but he can't play the field, I wouldn't play him over Edwin Encarnacion at this point. I wouldn't DH him. And maybe you move Edwin to first base, but I wouldn't do that. I would have Giancarlo off my bench, but that's a pretty good weapon to have on your bench.
It
and
is.
I think that could be useful as
it
a
is.
Bat to use. If I'm starting Cameron Maben, Joe, big spot late in the game,
I
could go use Stanton and then replace him with Aaron Hicks.
Right.
But that's if he's able to hit. Is he able to hit? Is he able to run? Obviously, running is a big factor. And as we saw earlier in the series against Minnesota, remember he hit that little chopper to third base.
Right.
If he's not healthy, plays like that are going to be easy outs. He's not going to be able to beat out an infield
hit.
He
even before this, this injury, whatever, aggravating the injury, whatever he did, he wasn't 100% either. I mean, you could see he wasn't 100% playing when he was playing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the Yankees are going to do. I don't know.
It's not an easy decision because you can pull the plug on him, but that's it. He's done.
Yeah, he's done for the World Series.
He's done till February of next year, in which there's nothing he can do throughout the regular season to make Yankee fans love him. This is all about October for this guy. And what's crazy is that he hit a home run in game one.
Yep.
He was getting people off his back. He's starting to hit. Oh, here we go. And now he's hurt again. But I would wait, but I can't wait the entire series. So to me, I think my answer to this is by game five. I need to have Stanton in some kind of role, whether it's a pinch hitter off the bench, I'll keep him on the roster. That's okay. Clearly, I don't think he was available in game two, just based on the way Aaron Boone used his guys. I don't think he was available to pinch hit in game two. So if he's available to pinch hit, I keep him on the roster. If he can't do anything, I give it another day or two, and then I get him off this roster and I add Luke Voit. That'd be the move.
Right.
But we'll see how the Yankees handle it.
Let's see.
And, you know, when Aaron...
Is he completely... And we don't even know if he's ruled out completely to play today, right?
We don't know.
We don't know anything.
Look, we'll find out. Usually the lineups come out...
We should know by the end of the show.
Yeah, usually the lineups come out more than 3 hours before first pitch, especially for the postseason. So I think we'll have an idea before we're off today. And we do have a very busy show today. A former Yankee, a former Met, a former Tiger, Curtis Granderson, who's now on TV. Mm. You can see him on TBS. Curtis will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Our weekly spot with Ty Montgomery. Everybody's going to be happy today.
Yep, indeed.
For the first time, we talked to Ty after
a win.
A W.
Right. He probably doesn't know how we're going to handle this.
He's going to be confused.
He has no idea what's going on with us.
Alec Ogletree makes his return to the show. Obviously, he returned to the Giants.
Oh, we're getting no Bethea today?
Yeah, we switch off, and Ogletree's healthy, so we'll talk to Alec Ogletree.
Right, right.
And we also will give you a chance to win Yankee tickets in the 11 o'clock hour. And also, and this is very, very cool, I'm excited about it, you can now rewind us. So if you're just tuning in right now.
I saw that today.
And you're saying, what did these morons open up with? Were they talking about the horrible officiating in the NFL?
Oh, my God.
Were they talking about LeBron James coming across like a buffoon?
That was such a Lion-esque loss last night.
Yes.
It really was. I mean, the Lions and the Jets are very similar to each other.
They really
do. It was so Lion-esque last night.
Everything about that. Now, we will talk about that game coming up, but you can rewind us right now by going to the Radio.com app. Download the Radio.com app. Rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you may have missed. Listen the way you want, when you want.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.